Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Excited for our next guest, though. He's had quite the last couple of weeks, and we were curious to talk to him just about what he's been through and what the future holds, and that is Peyton Pritchard, of course, from West Lynn, Oregon legend. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at FastPP3. Peyton, thanks so much for the time, man. I'll just start. What has the last couple of weeks been like for you? Can you walk us through, like, the emotional roller coaster of playing that final game, winning the Pac-12 regular season title, getting to Vegas, and then having everything come to a halt?
It's definitely been a crazy time right now. Obviously with our season ending, it did. But for us to win out the regular season, for it to end like that, I can't think of a better way. So we're just, like, thankful for that moment. But I mean, it was tough, but, you know, now I think everybody else is just kind of preparing for what's next.
Yeah. How bad do you think this is going to be in the future, Peyton, where you play the hypothetical what you guys could have done in the NCAA tournament had you been able to play it?
I think definitely, like, a lot of people would think about it, but I think that will happen with a lot of teams. But for our team especially, though, I think we had all the pieces. I thought we were clicking at the right time, so I really thought we could have made a deep run this year.
Well, and you're an interesting case study, too, of just guys that stick around and play their entire career in college. And just to watch you, like, grow from a freshman and then year on from there, and then to culminate in the season that you had this year, what was the biggest difference for you, and just what kind of clicked for you this year where you just took it to a whole nother level?
Well, I think it really went from the end of my junior season, the last, like, 10, 11 games. You know, obviously, I kind of changed how I was playing. My confidence grew, and, you know, I kind of carried that on through the summer. Then going into this year, I was just mentally and physically ready to make a mark and try to lead this team.
You know, if I would have told you, Peyton, that at the end of your senior year, it's going to be cut short and you got to get ready for the NBA in your parents' garage, what would you have said to that? And how difficult is it to get ready for the NBA when you can't really go anywhere?
You know, I think if you told me that, then I would take it and I'd make the best of it. And, like, I'm trying to do it now, and, you know, work on my weaknesses. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can always get better in the situations you're at. So right now I'm just trying to diet, you know, lose some body fat, ball handling and running. So there's always ways you can get a little bit better. So
are you doing, like, Skype videoing with trainers, with anybody of that nature? Is that another way to maybe connect while you can't go anywhere?
You know, I've been talking to, like, nutritionists, and other things like that. But as far as trainers go, not as much, but, you know, I have my dad and he helps a lot. So,
you know, we're talking with Peyton Pritchard, Oregon legend, and Wes Lynn, and Quarantine, FastPP3 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Now, the dribbling videos have kind of taken people by storm. SportsCenter's throwing those bad boys out there. What was the thought process behind wanting to publish those? And then how many more dribbling videos do we got coming in the works?
Oh, man. It's funny because, like, I didn't think it would ever go viral like that. But I'm going to post this stuff just to, you know, during this time. My agency was telling me to, you know, give content out there, like, just do show content. And I was just posting different things. That was the first basketball video I posted, and people just went crazy over it. And it kind of surprised me, but Definitely, I'll start posting more different dribbling drills and stuff that I've done, and maybe hopefully people will.
How long have you been able to do that? Because watching that in real time, it seems unbelievable to watch how quick you can dribble around your leg. Like, how long have you been able to do that?
Definitely for a very long time now. I mean, obviously, I've been doing it since a little kid. So, mm-hmm. But then I've just kind of mastered it. But that way, probably through high school, college, all throughout.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
You know, you've been playing competitive basketball at a very high level for a long time now, and you get some people that come into a last year in college and they kind of feel that pressure of, well, I got to step up, I got to play better, and I got to show the NBA that I can take it to that level. And some guys aren't able to do it. You seem to play even better. You know, would you really credit the way that you grew up and the talent that you played against, not only in Oregon, but when you do AAU camp or you'd have Nike Hoop Summit players come in and you go against them in practice to kind of get preparing you for that level of that last year at Oregon to step up and play to a level you hadn't played at yet?
Definitely. I think everything from, you know, how my parents raised me and the competition they put me against has helped me grow as a player. But for me, you know, I never fear the moment. I never fear taking last second shots or going against the biggest competition because of all my hard work. And that's what everybody trains for. And I don't fear the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Those some of those big shots, man, stood out this year. The one against Washington in particular. I know for Duck fans, what do you think, either in your mind or just kind of what NBA folks have told you that you need to improve on or work on the most as you're making this next jump?
You know, I really haven't heard like specific things. Last year when I tested the waters, they just wanted me to be consistent through a whole year and show that I'm capable of being the player that I finished my junior. I took that and tried to expand. I think for the was just, you know, showing that like with the guys I can level and obviously be with anybody.
Yeah. Which shot did you enjoy hitting more, the Michigan one or the Washington one?
I think the Washington one, just because it's such a rivalry game. Mm-hmm. I mean, we played so many big games this year and so many different shots, but the Washington one with the rivalry at Washington. So that was a crazy.
Yeah, great stuff. Peyton Pritchard, Oregon Duck legend. He's quarantining in West Lynn, getting ready for the next steps. Go give him a follow on Twitter at FastPP3. Peyton, thanks so much for the time, man. It was a joy watching you in your time at Oregon and, of course, your time in high school. And we'll have to catch up again. Best of luck in the next steps for you.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.